All right, hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Drop. We have a lot going on lately. Dylan and I have been all over the country. So sorry, it's been a bit since we got an episode out. Plenty to talk about. Dylan, what do you have to say to everyone, to all our anxiously awaiting fans?
Just want to say sorry that it took us so long to get another episode out. Feel bad about that. No, I had a few people come up to me at Beer City Tournament asking when the next podcast episode was coming out. I said hopefully early next week, and the people were getting anxious, it seemed like, so it's a good thing we're doing it now.
It's crazy. We're celebrities. The people want to hear from us. Mostly you, probably, but me too a little bit.
Yeah. That seems to be the general consensus of the people I've talked to about the podcast.
Yeah, seems to be. It's the Dylan Show, and I am just the host for everyone to learn about Dylan. They just have to deal with me, and you're the talent. All right. So before we get going, I have to plug the YOLA clinics that are going on Labor Day weekend, and not just the clinics. So there's also an amateur tournament, which is going to be super sick, unique format. Everyone check out the kitchen socials for more information, because Jared and Jason are actually fielding a team. So if you guys want to play with them, I don't know if you might get a little extra help in some kitchen giveaways or some engagement boosts. You know, I can't say anything about that, but everyone who enters the tournament, it's team format. Everyone who enters the tournament gets a free YOLA paddle. So you could get, you know, everyone on your team could be rocking a Nana Bright paddle. It's in Orlando, Florida. For more information, visit the YOLA site, visit the kitchen socials, and go carry Jared and Jason to a title. Those guys need a win. I see them at tournaments. Have you ever seen those guys win a match, Dylan?
I haven't, no. But I haven't seen them play a match either.
I don't know. I think they're studs, though. You haven't? Help him out. No, it'll be a blast. I'll be there. Ben will be there. All your favorite YOLA players are going to be there. So if you want to meet us, and if you want to get an Anna Bright signature on your Anna Bright paddle, be there. All right. Oh, and you could just join, go to the kitchen anyways, just for information on how to join, and you don't have to play with them. All right. I think that's that about that, and let's get cooking. So Dylan, tell us about your last couple weeks. What's your headspace like? It's been a lot, actually.
Okay, well, I guess a couple weeks ago was the Denver tournament. That for me was not my greatest tournament ever. Singles was a quick day, then we played mixed, and that was relatively quick day, and then we made the semifinals in men's doubles. That was about it. And then Beer City was a little bit better, had better results there. And now I'm in Missouri, waiting for the next one. We're going back to back to back to back.
Yeah, it's a lot right now. Got a lot going on. Denver was a weird one with the altitude. Like, sometimes I felt like it was affecting me. And then other times I was like, what is everyone talking about? Like, this is fine. This is no big deal. Just depended. But I feel like H played really well in Denver, at least in men's. Like, what do you think about H? Is H going to be, like, that guy?
He's certainly getting better.
Like, did Hayden carry James on the fives, or did James carry Hayden?
I think it was definitely Hayden carrying James. And I think that's been proven based off how he's performed in Denver. But yeah, he's playing great.
And others, he made like three straight quarterfinals with good partners, but you're also kind of like, whoa, H is that guy.
Yeah.
And Like, if Hayden plays with Altoff at Beer City, we probably see a deeper podium. Run. Don't you think?
I think probably.
I mean,
yeah.
I think you're probably playing Altoff and H in the final and not Connor and Rafa.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
I don't know. H is playing really well right now. It's funny. It's like those teams, the MLP teams that I like wasn't too high about, like Catherine and the Brooklyn Aces. It's suddenly like, shoot, Hayden is so good. I always thought he was good. I didn't think he was that good. So now I'm like, oh, man, that team's good. And then Connor and Rafa, I wasn't too high on them. And then now it's like they just beat Pablo and Fed and everything. And I was like, I was with Leia this weekend, and she was like, Rafa's unstoppable. It's like, yeah, I guess he is. So it's interesting. I feel like there's a lot more parity this MLP than in the last. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think you can pick out a clear front runner right now among the teams. Everybody's going to be tough. Maybe a couple teams. Well, I don't know. I was going to say maybe a couple teams that you would expect to not win, but I can see a lot of the teams having, if things go right, make a good run.
Yeah, for sure. I thought James's team was really good, but then, you know, Hayden has just really been stepping up. So now I'm a little like, if Hayden is the 9th overall draft pick on the same team, that seems more scary, I think. But you put James in there and it's a little less threatening. yeah, H playing with Callan, you know, the big snub of MLP, and then making a run, like getting bronze in Denver. But I don't know if I should talk about the money ball, what happened there, but
I forgot about that. What happened to money ball?
Did I tell you about that, Dylan? Did I tell you about that?
You told me that you were playing, but you didn't tell me how.
That was crazy. That was. Oh, I didn't?
It was you.
Shoot.
No.
I'm just going to say it. So what do you think would have happened, right? There's 16 teams. You just have to have less than a 12 duper you can play. So pros can play. It's just like, obviously, like Ben and Colin couldn't play, or if like you wanted to play, you'd have to play with like a low five duper or something. So me and Leia played together. The other like contender teams you would think are like Altoff and Andrea played together. Jesse and Callan played together. And it's like, then there was the rest of it was like male teams who were like 5-5-ish. And it was four brackets, like four round robins, and the top two teams advanced into the quarters, and there was a full bracket from there. How do you think Leia and I are going to do in that format?
In that format, I would predict you guys to podium. I know the outcome, by the way. But yeah, Altoff told me that you and Leia took home the title. I think I was predicting Altoff and Andrea to win it, but I think the round robin format kind of hurt them a little bit because. Just extra games that you have to play, and maybe they wore down a little bit, but yeah, that was a good win for you and Leia, especially considering that there was a Callan and Jesse playing together.
It was insane. Yeah, we played them in the final. In the final, everything else was game 15. That was 2 out of 3, and we were just like hot as can be, and. It was like Leia and I, after we won the match, we were literally like best friends. It was crazy. I was like, yeah, girl. Like, it was so fun. It was a big confidence boost. And then we both flew off to Denver, not to Denver, obviously, but to the baseball event, but we shouldn't talk about that yet. But, yeah, it was a crazy week. It's like early in the morning for me, everyone. Sorry, I'm a little over the place, but okay, what else should we talk about in Denver? interesting results. Me and Annalie won. Oh, we have to talk about Lacey. Lacey's been playing really well. This is kind of weird because there's, like, so many tournaments that just happened. So, like, do we talk about them individually? Do we group them together? But I think Lacey is someone who's playing really well and is making the Chicago Slice look scarier than I thought they were going to be. Two straight silvers. In the final against Annalie and I, it's like any team with Vivian David on it, you're going to have to beat, but you also really do know what you're getting in women's doubles. There's not too much of an X factor there with Viv. But Lacey played really well. I actually, after the match, she asked me, like, how do you think I played? And I was like, I played pretty well. So I was like, I don't think you missed a dink. If Lacey isn't missing dinks, it's kind of an issue. So major kudos to Lacey. And then Lacey and Tyra bringing home a big time silver in Beer City with a match point, I think, to take it all. Felt bad for them that they didn't get it, but also happy for the Kawamotos. It's like impossible to root against the Kawamotos. But lace them up. Lace them up is scary when she's on, and even when she's off, because you know that she could become on. And she's like, it's like Georgia. It's like so slappy, no margin, but hits the crap out of the ball and is really good out of the air, which most women are not. So I have to give credit to Lacey. Full-time Lacey is scary. And I think she's full-time with Leia Lacey in Seattle, so that's a scary team. Yeah. All in. And I think she's loving it, and I wonder if we're going to see that more and more. As you know, the game continues to grow, more and more people. Because it seemed to me like MLP owners are not favoring, like they want people who are all in on pickleball, was kind of my impression of the draft. They want people who are younger and they want people who are all in.
So. Yeah.
We'll see.
Like Rachel Rohrabacher.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like a lot of people are playing well right now. Leigh and Lucy had a disappointing weekend in Denver. I think the altitude was affecting Leia. Obviously, she's got her with diabetes. It's more complicated for her. But what are you glad you played Beer City? Like, tell me about your experience of the tournament, because I was only there for Tuesday and Wednesday, but it just looked like such a complete and total blast. Honestly,
it was nice. Andrea always does a good job with that tournament, I feel like, and I know she spends a lot of time on it, so shout out to her. She did good. She's got a lot of volunteers helping there too that were awesome, and everybody was super nice. But in terms of, like, I mean, the tournament was kept moving. It seemed organized. There wasn't really any holdups except for the rain, which is outside of your control. And also the video replay system there was amazing. Like, I don't know why that hasn't been there for some PPA tournaments. But it was, yeah, the tournament
was
great.
Yeah, like, shout out Boxcar. I think it's them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I kind of wish Andrea could be... I mean, it's because she's a player, and so she kind of knows, and she obviously cares a lot, but I think she does such a good job just with the experience and everything. And, yeah, the replay system, like, watching it back was unreal. Even on their second feed, they had really good replays. And just everything. I think Boxcar did great. I liked having some of the player commentators, like Rob Nunnery in the booth. Jay was great as well. Just operate so smoothly. I have two questions, though. So you're 21 now, right, Dylan?
Yep.
Did you use your ticket for any beer?
I did not. I didn't. I don't think I.
Did you just get lemonade?
Yeah, I just got lemonade. Lemonade and water all weekend long. I don't think I got a ticket. I just didn't realize that it was what it was for.
Yeah, you get like a free like drink ticket when you go in, and I mean, I think that's one reason the vibe is so good. Andrea's got like, everyone's got at least one beer in them because it's free. But I'm not surprised if you were just rocking the lemonade. The lemonades are really good. Like last year I was drinking a lot of lemonade. And then my second question is, did you ever take one of, like, the Lime scooters or one of the bikes?
I did it, and I regret it because that looks pretty fun. I mean, I've done it before, but with the hotel being so close to the venue, you could take a scooter or bike, and I think Irina might have done that one or two days. So next time I'll have to do that for sure.
It's so lame of you not to do it. It's great. I did it, and I was only there 2 days. It's like, it's just so fun. I almost crashed really bad on the bike because they've upped their bike game. They're electric bikes, but they're a little less maneuverable in some situations, and there was like some road work, and I almost ate it really bad. But riding the bikes is so fun. Anyone who ever goes to Beer City, and if you stay in the downtown area, you've got to be on the bikes and the Lime scooters. It's just, you feel cool. You feel like you're getting exercise, even though it's fully electric and you're totally not. But you also just look like, you know, it kind of gives you Manic Pixie Dream Girl vibes. You know, you're like biking around and you've got your pickleball bag on and you're like, wind's in your hair. You know, I know you don't have hair, Dylan. Oh my God, Dylan with hair. That would be really funny. You should sometime do that like little man bun or like a rat tail. Do you think your mom would get behind that or your dad?
No. Definitely not.
I could see your dad getting, like, low-key for a little while. As long as it was just for a little while.
Yeah.
But around your mom, he'd be like, no, it's horrible, it's horrible. But that would just be so funny. Maybe sometime a bet. But not with me, because in no situation would I alter my hair. So it'd have to be with someone else. Beer City's a great tournament. I think they did a great job. All around. I thought it was cool that the women's final was two MLP teams in the Kawamoto's playing for DC and your girls. And it was such a good match. It was so high quality all the way through. But I have never seen Jackie and Jade, like, at each other's throats so much. Did you watch any of... Did you see that?
I did. I watched it, and I noticed the same thing. But I don't think I've, like, watched them closely play together before, so I didn't know if that was the norm or if that was new.
It's not the norm. It was crazy. I even saw, like, a photo of them. Like, one of them posted for winning, and it was, like, Jackie with her hand, like, around Jade's throat. I was like, oh, my gosh, you guys. It was so funny that actually on Women's Day, they were playing on the side court. Not the side court, but CC2, I guess. And they were going three with Judith and Eva, and they were actually in a little bit of trouble in that match. And something weird happened. I didn't even think Jade to my... Well, she didn't miss or anything. And Jackie, like, they lose a point. Jackie's like... But right before, she's like, okay, come on. I screen recorded it, and I meant to send it to Jackie. I just didn't, because I forgot. Because I wanted to wait and see if they end up winning the match, but then by then I just forgot to even do it. But I don't know what's going on there. I hope they're still besties. But yeah. I'm sure it's difficult to play with your sibling. I mean, Georgia and Jade do well, but twins is just different. Like, I feel like Hunter and Yates, they usually seem fine, but I've seen them not seem fine. And when you live together, do everything together. But I hope they're okay for DC. Else that'll be interesting. There'd be a lot of... Oh, can you just imagine Christian and Riley playing together, though? This is the most scatterbrained podcast ever, but it's just a flow of consciousness. But I just... That's going to be the funniest team. Who's on the right? What do you think, Dylan? Who's on the right there?
Christian. It's got to be
Christian or Riley.
I think Christian.
Right? Like, you... I just want to see Christian. There'd be a dink to his left foot. He runs around it to hit a forehand. And Riley is just, like, right there. He was ready to take it. And then Christian, like, misses the dink. Or he hits a tweener. Did you watch his YouTube video? It's like... What is that video called, James? It's like the one where he's talking about...
Death by tweeners.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Death by tweeners, everyone. It's a it's a young man's journey to find himself and whether or not he should continue hitting between the leg shots. It's a whole video about how he has to find himself and figure out his tweener business. It's like, I'm being a hypocrite. It's like, how can I say I want to be number one in the world, but then I'm hitting all these trick shots? It's like, I'm lying to myself. It's, you know, he's struggling with this. And I think at MLP, it could be so funny if he takes a few of those at the wrong moments. And I can't wait. I really can't wait.
Conclusion to that video was that he is going to continue hitting tweeners, right?
Oh, so you've watched it?
Yeah, I saw it. James sent it to me.
That is so funny. Yeah, James made me watch it, actually. James and I were on the phone, and he was like, Anna, I never, like, make you do anything, but we have to hang up right now, and you have to watch this entire video. And I really didn't want to watch it, because pretty much anything Christian posts, I completely ignore, because it just gives me, like, secondhand embarrassment and awkwardness feeling. But he was like, you have to watch this one. So I did, and it was funny. Yeah, I think his conclusion is basically that he's going to figure out the balance, and he's going to keep doing it, because it's his passion. His passion. So, yeah, we have to talk about... The girlies are getting concussed in mixed doubles, Dylan, and you are one of the perpetrators of that. Tell us what happened and just the whole sequence of events. And, like, I didn't know that you hit the ball that hard. I didn't know you hit the ball that hard also.
Why'd you do that on purpose?
Yeah, though? Dylan, why did you do that?
On purpose.
I told them not to mess with my overhead, but they didn't listen, so... paid the price. No, that was, yeah, I mean, that
they
was,
paid the price.
It was unfortunate. Lauren and I were playing Jesse and Zane, and we were in the second game of our mixed match, and kind of later in the game, I think there was like a speed up that I countered, and then Jesse like countered back, and then I was just, it kind of went over my head. And I just remember thinking at first it was going to go out, but then I was like, wait, no, I think it's going to go in. So when I decided to hit it, I was a little bit behind. And so the ball sailed, was going to go long. So it ended up hitting Jessie right in the forehead, it looks like. Or I think she might have said it even caught a piece of her eye. But she was unable to continue the match because the trainers or whoever they had out there advised her not to play. And then she showed up the next day for women's doubles and was thinking about giving it a try, but once she did all the tests with the trainers again, like they give the, like, you gotta track the finger, you gotta count the months down backwards, I guess, and all that stuff, and they advised her not to play again. So she was she was out of the tournament at that point. I texted her later after the mixed doubles day and just said, like, sorry, hope you're doing okay. And she said that, you know, she was really nice about it. She said that she was doing fine, but then she was unable to play the next day. So definitely feel bad about that. For everybody that's listening, if you ever play against me, don't give me an overhead. It's dangerous.
Don't give Dylan an overhead. That is hilarious.
Don't mess with Dylan's overhead.
Oh my gosh. That's... Yeah, Dylan, this is like his thing. It's like, don't lob me. I'm actually not lobable. I'm dangerous. Don't do it. I'm sure George and Jada were still throwing up plenty of lobs, though. Maybe not after, you know, the previous day. Yeah, it's a safety hazard, I guess. But then we also had in Denver, Meg Dizon also got hit by Federico in the bronze, like, just with a paddle to the back of the head. And I know then she was dealing with stuff, like, she's still not playing Seattle. I was with her at the baseball event. but she still was not fully herself. It's like, it's kind of scary. The girlies in mixed doubles are struggling a little bit. And I mean, since Federico is now using my paddle plug, the Yola Anabrite Scorpius 14 millimeter paddle, it was probably a harder hit than it would have been, before. But if, like, it's kind of scary. Like, if you did that, like, I don't think it would hurt that badly. But if James did that, to me, I think my head would probably just come off. Do you think, James? If what happened to Meg Dizon, like Federico, you know, connecting with the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what would happen to me if it was you and...
I would need a new mix partner. Maybe a new life partner.
Yeah, you might...
Could be it for you.
Yeah, it might just be good night, so...
Yeah. At least I'm not as powerful as Dylan.
Yeah.
Just almost ended Jesse's career.
Yeah. Yeah, Dylan with a high ball. I don't think anyone is scarier. Is scarier in the game. Mm-hmm. It's funny, it's always the guys who don't have the most put away power who are the ones hitting the sneaky drop volleys. It's like AJ and Dylan. It's like those are the guys hitting the sneaky drop volley. It's so true though.
Don't mess with Dylan's overhead.
I will continue to mess with Dylan's overhead.
You better.
The So JJ turned my overhead into a lethal weapon, so.
I mean, I guess she did. The thing is, it's like, I'm seeing all of this about people need to start wearing eye protection, and I think it's true, you know, but we all just don't want to look like dorks. But it's also, it's like, do we need full helmets out there? You know, because it's like, obviously your hit on Jesse was, if it caught some eye or it was close, but then it's like full connection in the back of the head. And that's happened to my mom a couple times. I mean, she's not the greatest, but it's like stuff can happen. It's kind of amazing that more stuff hasn't happened at this point. So maybe Dylan, you are the reason that people are going to start wearing protective eyewear. How does that feel?
Well, I guess it's a good thing because everybody will be safer. Pickleball is definitely a contact sport, contrary to what a lot of people perceive about pickleball. But yeah, I think it's, especially with the paddles getting more powerful, I think it's gonna become necessary for sure.
The overhead's getting better.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody went to Julie Johnson's Academy, then it would be a necessity at that point. Like, you wouldn't be allowed to step onto the court without 100%. Eyeglasses or helmet or whatever.
Yeah, soon maybe even some... Oh my gosh, you at least need like knee pads and elbow pads with that dive you did. You need to be fully decked out. What were you thinking? I don't know anyone... Okay, I don't know if whoever edits this can just put a clip of Dylan's dive, but what were you thinking? That was crazy.
I was thinking, yeah.
I was like, you didn't do that in Denver when we were playing together.
Well, I didn't want to win as badly then as I did in that moment. But yeah, I was definitely
clearly
channeling my inner Rob Cassidy. He inspired me to go for a dive. Although I will say that I don't think I'm going to do that again. I don't think it was worth it. Didn't make the shot. Came away with a few scratches. So yeah, I don't see that in my future. But, I don't know, it was kind of exciting in the moment. I thought I was going to make it. I was so excited to get to the ball, and it's like, yeah, it's just the whole situation did not go as expected.
I just couldn't believe it, because I'd never seen you do something like that, and it was just so stupid. You went, like, full Superman, like, frontal dive, like, nothing to the side, nothing rolling, just... I was like, that must have hurt. I was like, oh, like, I knew your mom was there. I was like, oh, that probably, like, hurt her. I know if my mom saw me do that, she would be, I mean, I don't know. She might not fully realize what I had just done. But I would also never do that. Like, you'll never see me dive. I will never want to point badly enough that I will dive. Like, I watch Elise Jones play, and I'm just like, she wants it way more than I do. And that is okay, because I will never be on the ground deliberately. Never. It freaks, like, I don't know how to fall, And anytime I accidentally slide on a hard court, I scream. For those who don't know, no one would know this, but in Florida, in tennis, you play on clay courts, like, at least 50% of the time, maybe, like, two-thirds of the time. A lot of the tournaments are on clay. For a stretch there, I was so bad at sliding, and on clay, you're supposed to slide, that my dad decided that I would wear grass court shoes, which are essentially, like, mini cleats, to prevent sliding, because I just was not built for it, couldn't figure it out. So if pickleball on clay becomes a thing and there's like MLP events, expect me to fall to the Challenger League or perhaps out of the overall event, because I don't want to be playing anywhere where sliding is a thing, especially diving. Diving is never going to be in the cards for me. Yeah, that was just such a funny video. I saw that and I was just like, what the heck? Who are you playing?
Connor Garnett.
Oh, okay. Was it like a tight, was it, you know, like 8-8 or something, or was it like 2-1?
I don't remember. I mean, the whole match was competitive. Like, every point really mattered, so I don't know.
Wow. I guess you just really wanted to beat him after we lost to him.
Yeah, I was trying to avenge our loss against him, and it didn't work. I came away with another loss and
no, but you got him in men.
Yeah.
It was also funny how you got up so quickly, like pretending it didn't hurt. It's like you just popped right up, but everyone knows that hurt a lot. It was so funny.
Yeah, it didn't feel good.
But yeah, Connor's playing great. Yeah, Connor's playing great. It's like you said that Connor was really good. I just never seen him play. But then I've been really impressed with him lately. I think I'm going to be practicing with him because I'm already in Seattle pretty soon. And I'm going to try to figure out what this guy's all about, at least admit. But he's awesome. James and I actually played rec with Connor last June. And he really... He impressed me, but obviously he's like a million times better now, but just kind of funny. So it's like, who knows who's going to be the new guy. I feel like there's more men coming in than women, but there's still a lot of women right now. So like Rachel Rohrabacher, yeah, another dude who's playing really well, makes his team a lot scarier. Rafa, it's like, You don't know what you're gonna get, but it might be really good come that fateful weekend in September. I feel like other big thing I don't talk about is the event I did in San Francisco, which was a ton of fun. I don't know if anyone can see my hoodie. It was the ballpark series put on by Pickle 4 Social. And there was an event in Boston at Fenway Park. Mine was at Oracle Park. And it was just so much fun. It was such an incredibly well-run event. The organization is great. Just a fun exhibition. We played on CBS Sports one day, which was really cool. And it was funny. So it was me, Leia, Annalie, Catherine, Paris, Simone, Meg Dizon, and Etta Wright. And we, like, drew names out of a hat for who was going to play together. And it was me and Paris. And it was my first time seeing Paris play in person in a while, and she's playing great. I don't know what's going on when I watch her and Simone on the live stream, because when I watch them play in these APPs, I think they're playing bad, like badly. But then in person, like live, I'm like, yo, they're really good. Well, I had seen Simone from MLP, but Paris was really impressive. She hits the ball so hard, it's crazy, with a pretty soft paddle. But yeah, it was really fun. I just have to give a major shout out to them. I thought they did great. I think there's a lot to,
you're good,
for them to improve on in that event. But I hope you get to play in one soon. It was fun and it was cool. I know you played baseball. A little bit of the baseball factor was kind of lost on me, because I might rather watch like paint dry than watch baseball. But it was really cool. It was a cool stadium, cool experience, and they did such a great job. So whenever the next one is, I hope everyone gets a chance to tune in and watch people just playing. It's like, it was like playing rec, kind of. A little more intense than rec, but pretty chill.
So you actually did watch a game, too?
watch a game? What do you mean?
Like a
baseball? No. There was no baseball game that went on.
Okay.
No. Yeah, the Giants were away. They were playing somewhere else.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because the courts are, like, permanent. It would take them a long time to get rid of them, I guess. They're pickle rolls, but, you know, they put down, like, wood, and then...
Did a lot of people come to spectate?
The center court, the bounces were good on the outer... Yeah, like, the last day, it didn't look like a bunch because they're sitting in the baseball stands, and, of course, the stadium can seat thousands and thousands of people, but the people, like, near the court, I think there were over 1,000 people who paid for tickets to watch, and there were others who were there for... because they had played in the amateur tournament, and they had, like, you know, because they played in the amateur tournament, they got, like, tickets to come watch for free, but there were over 1,000 people there who had paid. So there were thousands of people, which was really cool and really fun.
Nice.
It was a really great environment to play in, and the matches were competitive all the way through, and I think everyone had a good time. Like, all the players did. We all had a great time. It was pretty easy schedule, and, you know what you're going to do, which was... It was just a nice break. Of course, I was really excited to play Beer City, but I was still glad I got to go to Michigan for a couple days, have some fun. I feel like I was at least adjacent to the action. I honestly should have played singles. I could have. Might have had to withdraw, but at some point. But, Jesse had a great singles run, too. I forgot to say that. That also makes that team look scarier. Everyone, or I think most people, like the... rhetoric around Jessie was that she wasn't a good singles player. Then she's like 3 points for making Sunday. So it's like, oh, well, she's fine. She's good.
Yeah.
So that team looks better now. Every team. Yeah, and I was much more scared of Paris and Simone after this weekend. Like, I always knew they were good, but it's like I'm sure their level, like, will rise to the competition a little bit to some extent. Because whenever I watch them in the early rounds at the APPs, it's kind of like a mess. But, yeah, they'll be good. Every team is going to be tough. I don't think there's going to be any easy outs all the way through at MLP.
Yeah.
All right, Dill. Seattle preview. Riley, this is the first tournament when Riley is back. And I believe he's playing with Julian. If you have to predict, like, where that team places, what do you think?
I predict that they're on the podium. I don't know. It depends on the draw too. Like, whose side they're on, or who's on their side. I would say maybe I predict third though.
It'd be interesting if you guys end up being the 2 seed, you and J-Dub, and then they end up on Ben and Collins' half, Riley and Julian. That could be a semifinal. I mean, there'll be a semifinal. They'll be playing one of you guys, presumably. So that's interesting. I don't know. I could see them getting fourth even. I feel like in bronze matches, sometimes... like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a letdown there if they were to lose in a semi. But, yeah, they'll make a semi, I think. I think it'll be really fun. That'll be the team that – and the men's team that most people will be interested in watching. James is also playing with Rafa this weekend, so that'll be fun to watch. I'll be watching a lot of those matches. Pablo and Fed also have been really impressive lately, even though they didn't do – they probably underperformed a little bit in Beer City. But – little bit of a letdown probably after their last week, but they've been playing really well. Been really impressed with them.
Matt and Jay are playing together. That's an interesting partnership.
Are you like, yeah, that's interesting. I hope they do well. Yeah, it's kind of nice that Matt and Riley broke up. There's just a lot of, it's like a little bit of a shakeup in the men's field, which is exciting in a sense. I actually think Riley and Callan would be a good team. Because then the whole match is kind of on Riley's paddle. Callan is just... I thought Callan played the Johns so well in Denver. Because he's one of the few who will literally just dink with Collin all day long. And he won't... Yeah. He's happy to do it. He's not, like, itching to do something else. Like, I feel like most everyone else is. He's happy to just do that. And hit a lob every 20th dink. But that's all. So I think that I thought that would be interesting, but I doubt that'll happen. Mixed.
Who are you playing?
I think we got a pretty full field, other than no Catherine and Tyson. What?
I asked who you were playing with.
Oh, but who are you playing mixed with? First.
I'm playing with Mary. Russia.
Nice. Nice, yeah. I'm back with James. Me and James making our return. It feels like we haven't actually played together in a while. Maybe not since San Clemente at this point, so that's exciting. We're going to play some mixed, I think, today with Connor and Irina. And then, I mean, Ben and Annalie, clear favorites. After that, I feel like mixed is a little bit of a crapshoot. You know, Matt and Lucy have some confidence after their run to silver in Denver. And mixed is... Oh, Leia is playing with Federico. I think they have a lot of tournaments together now. That'll be an interesting team.
Yeah.
Another big drive and crash team.
Yeah.
And then in women's, I'm with Annalie. So we are definitely the favorites. I didn't feel like I played that well in the final in Denver. I felt really good in the fourth game, but before then, I just didn't feel like quite like myself for whatever reason. I think one mistake was warming up with Colin Johns, and so he was just tooling on me for an hour before I went out there, so I wasn't feeling too confident, maybe. So just, I don't know. But I felt good in the fourth game, but I felt really good in the time since, in the last week. So hopefully I come in playing well, playing confident. It's always a big target on your back, playing with... Well, Annalie always has that target, but then, of course, when you play with her, it's kind of bigger on you even because you just gotta beat Anna. You don't necessarily have to beat Anna. You just gotta beat Anna. You just gotta beat the partner to an extent. But crafter's a privilege. Let's go. And then singles, schmingles, men's singles, crapshoot, women's singles, Annalie. If Annalie doesn't win, what do you think are the odds? Like Annalie versus the field? Is it like there's no Catherine as well? And then is she like, I don't know, like minus?
Pretty good odds.
I mean, how many times? Something? Like, I don't know.
How many times has she lost this year in singles? Once?
Once. Only once. Only once to Catherine. She's had a few close ones, though. Like, Irina pushed her in the first game in Denver, and then Catherine and Leia have each been very close once, but didn't get it done. She's gone three games with Judith, but she always gets it done, which is so impressive, other than that once in Daytona. But the girl just doesn't lose, and major kudos to her and her whole, you know, her family and her trainer and everything, because she's amazing. Ability to kind of get through the tough matches. But all right, Dylan, is there anything else for us to talk about?
I think we covered a lot of it.
Hi, James. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. I hope everyone enjoyed being a like fly in the wall to Dylan and I's conversation about pickleball early in the morning. I think we did not bad, considering at least it's early for me. But yeah, we'll be back. We'll make it work next week. This week was just tough because we were out of sync with, like, flying. And then I was in San Francisco and then time zone and then Dylan was playing. It was just messy. But hopefully this next week we get out a nice episode after Seattle and before Newport, which will be a fun one. Always enjoy playing in Newport.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening. Toodaloo.